from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Ontario government is teaming up with three First Nations and Ontario Power Generation on pre-development work on two new hydroelectric generating stations on the Matagami River system. Energy Minister Stephen Lecce was part of an announcement at the Sandy Falls station in Timmins. He says the new stations will be the first in 10 years and generate 430 megawatts of electricity.
Enough power for 430,000 homes. This is going to secure our affordable energy future. It's going to keep costs down for families facing challenges.
Northern Economic Development and Growth Minister George Peary says it will also help fill the need for power for any development. The slate of candidates for Kapuskasing Timmins Meshkegawak in the April 28th election has been certified by Elections Canada, and there's a People's Party candidate. His name is Serge Lefebvre. He's up against Steve Black for the Liberals, New Democrat Nicole Fortier-Lévesque, and carrying the banner for the Conservative Party, Gaétan Mallette. Canada's retaliatory tariffs of 25% on American-made vehicles are now in effect. The extra charges will apply to all vehicles not in compliance with the Canada-US-Mexico trade agreement, as well as the value of American components in all of them. Federal Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne says it's part of the government's forceful response to what he calls all unwarranted and unreasonable tariffs imposed by the U.S. on Canadian products. The government says the income from the tariffs will go towards supporting workers in the auto industry affected by the American penalties. Right in time for Easter, students from Timmins High and Vocational School are hitting the streets next week for a food drive. Teacher James Aston is hoping as many as 600 students participate.
After lunch on Thursday, April 17th, the kids sign up for one of the nine buses that have been generously donated from Lucian Transportation and First Student.
They'll be canvassing in Mount Joy and in Ward 5 between TH and the hospital. If you won't be home, you can leave your non-perishable food items on your doorstep. They'll go to the Timmins Food Bank, First Baptist Church, and the school's own food bank for students.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.